Bonnie Lederman is here. Bonnie's the president of Veterans Home Care, and I met Bonnie some months ago when she was honored by the Better Business Bureau at their annual Torch Awards. Bonnie, thank you for joining us.
Me.
So what is Veterans Home Care?
Veterans Home Care is a company that assists and coordinates a pension, that a little known pension called Aid in Attendance for veterans and surviving spouses of veterans from wartime. So there are three wartimes that this applies to, but I'll tell you more later.
When you say little known, you mean the veterans don't know about it and their spouses don't know about it?
That's absolutely correct.
So what kind of benefits are available through that?
You can obtain money through this pension to pay for home care, with home care that will help you with assistance to daily living activities so people can age in place.
And so what's the procedure? How does it work in case we have a spouse, surviving spouse, you said?
Yes.
Or a veteran in our listening audience?
The procedure is very difficult, and I don't mean difficult in that you can't get it. It's just hard to navigate. And the reason I started this company is my mom was a surviving spouse of a veteran, lived in Fort Lauderdale. I live in St. Louis, Missouri, and she needed help. Her income was $633 a month. This is 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. My mom could not get help from anyone, even Medicaid, and I was desperate. I would go down for 1 week out of 9 months. I would set her up, take her to chemo, and put food in her refrigerator, come back the following month. She would not move to St. Louis because she felt she was giving up everything she knew. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I went around begging people, going to organizations, seeing what I could get for my mom, because it was very embarrassing for my mom to have me come down. It was just horrible. And I found out from a source that the VA has a pension. It's called Aid in Attendance, and this might help my mom. Is she a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran of wartime? And I jumped up and down, and I said, yes, can you help me? And they said, yes, if she gets all the papers together, which were needed, which was my dad's discharge paper, their marriage license, and I'm forgetting the third thing. But anyway, I came home and I was so depressed because my dad had been dead 20 years. And I said to my mom, Mom, you're not going to believe this. And she says, Bonnie, turn around. Go to that drawer over there. Everything's there. I'm all excited again and I'm jumping up and down. And the next day the doctor called and said Mom was terminal, to bring her back to St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
I was so deflated and angry. I was so angry that something was available and I didn't know about it. My mom didn't know about it. Nobody knew about it.
Yeah.
And I vowed to my mom right there, I am starting a new company. At that time, I had my own company. My husband and I were in business together. And she looked at me and she just said, I believe you, Bonnie.
And you think about how different those years could have been for her had that benefit been there for her the whole way along.
I had never been so upset and deflated in all my life. And I said, you know, it was good. You know why it was good? I had so much energy.
Purpose.
From that anger and that. The first thing I thought of was how many people out there are in my position? How many people don't know about this program? I started doing my research, and I found out how many veterans there were in this world, and it's absolutely staggering, and no one knew about this program.
Yeah.
So 2003, I opened my doors, and trust me, I did not know what I was doing. I had no idea, but I'm very open. I'm very friendly. I have no problem with networking, and that was the first thing I did. I learned what home care was and who to go to and how to start this. And I've been very successful. In the 15 years I'm in business, we've helped over 14,000 veterans and surviving spouses. The program is a little complicated. It has what we call the three M's. You must have military. You have to have served during a wartime, which the three wartimes we work with are World War II, Korean War, and the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. The veteran has to have served active duty 90 days, but with one day serving during one of the three wartimes. That's easy. That's okay. Cut and dry. Mm-hmm. The second is medical. You must have a medical condition that gives you 60% housebound. That's also clear. Mm-hmm. The third is money. That's the most complicated part. It's mostly for indigent people. So if you have a lot of assets, anything over $80,000, you will not qualify. Most people have more, but the people that have less are in such bad need of this program, it's staggering. It's just unbelievably eye-opening how many people, how many women live on under $1,000 a month.
Right. And hundreds of thousands of people are potentially affected by this. I do have one question about the military service. Does it have to have been in combat?
No, not at all.
So if you served stateside during a war,
you merely had to be in active duty.
Got it.
And in case you're just joining us, Bonnie Lederman is the president of Veterans Home Care. So, Bonnie, what's the best way for people to get in touch with your company if they need help? And I'm sure we have some surviving spouses and perhaps veterans listening.
Yes. The best way is to call
the 1-888 number?
Yes. We have an 888.
It's 1-888-314-6075. And Bonnie's been talking about this little-known benefit called aid and attendance. And also you can email info@veteranshomecare.com.
And veteranshomecare.com is the website as well. So if you want more information about it, you can certainly go there and find some. It's a terrific program. So talk about some of the successes that you've had over the years.
Well, we currently have 2,524 clients throughout 44 states in the United States.
Great.
We have 10 offices in 14 states, and we have people on the ground that will come into the home and what we call kitchen table talk. Mm-hmm. And we meet with the family. We do not do anything with the veteran or surviving spouse by themselves. This is a very involved situation. They need paperwork. We're talking about very personal information. We need to see 3 months' bank statements to make sure that we can tell the government what we're saying is true.
And then how do you get paid, Bonnie? How does
Veterans Home Care get paid? Very good question. I'm so glad you asked. We get paid and earn our living on the home care. We never charge a client a fee. Never. The way this works is we actually work with almost 3,000 home care agencies throughout the United States. They give us a slightly discounted rate, and we charge the client the market rate. And that's the difference is how we earn our living. So we earn our living on home care.
But the surviving spouse or the veteran, if they're entitled to this aid and attendance benefit, they get the home care for free?
Well, they are paying for it through the pension.
Okay, so they're using their pension that they didn't even know about. That's amazing.
Correct. What we do for them is we give them an interest-free loan so that in order to get this pension, you have to be getting home care in most cases. And in order to get home care, people that are indigent can't afford to pay for their home care. So we don't actually give them money. We get them home care almost immediately.
That's the best part about it, is that they don't have to wait. And I'm curious, because with your experience, you've obviously learned a lot about the way this system works.
Yes, I have.
And there have to be other benefits that are out there that would affect people in different situations from this.
Yes, there are.
Why is the government so reticent about this? Why aren't they out there waving the flag going, hey, this money's out here for you?
Well, I have to honestly say, in 2003, I opened up Pandora's Box.
Mm-hmm.
And
good for you.
But on behalf of the VA, which is a wonderful organization, and really, it's not their fault. There are 9 million veterans surviving past the age of 65.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody could get this pension because the government would go broke. So it was not really well known before because of that. And my feeling is the people that get this are called the forgotten people in my book,
mm-hmm.
because their children are grown. Their children move to other states. Even when they have children right here, children have families. Everybody has a job. It's so hard to take care of your elderly parent, and this is such a good way.
Mm. Bonnie Lederman, thank you so much for joining us. VeteransHomeCare.com, and there's a phone number, 888-314-6075, or you can go to VeteransHomeCare.com and get all the information that you need. I mean, it's incredible to me that such a thing exists and people did not know about it, but you're doing a great thing for our veterans.
Thank you very much for having me.
You got it, and thank you for
shaking
the trees and finding all of this.
Yes.
That's wonderful. It's great to hear that somebody is out there doing that kind of work, mm-hmm. and that they're able to help so many people.
We want to help our veterans, and you are doing that, Bonnie Lederman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
We are very impressed. There is so much more to come. We'll have a conversation with Julie Buck in just a couple of minutes as well.